Welcome to Life Planning 101, brought to you by Kennedy Financial Services of Eastland. Tune in every Monday morning at 8:30 on KATX and again on Saturday morning at 9 on KATX and KWBY as Angela Robinson joins Terry Slavens to share important financial information to help you live life on purpose. Insurance, investments, estate and tax planning, and much more. All covered now on Life Planning 101.
Well, a very pleasant good Monday morning, everyone. Welcome into Life Planning 101. It's a March edition. Oh, we had a March edition last week. I missed that one.
That's right. Somebody was out of town.
Yeah. Hey, glad to be back with Angela Kennedy Robinson from Kennedy Financial, and always great information. At least the title this week is not that daunting. Too much information.
Yes.
Information overload.
That's right.
Tell us about it.
Well, it is a little daunting. And I'll tell you the reason why. I actually wrote this article and show out of a recent experience. And, you know, most of the time we do very holistic planning. We're not like a come in and use one of our services. We do everything. Well, we took a case that was a gentleman and his wife, and they wanted to do one little thing, and they couldn't go anywhere else to get it. And so they said, well, you know, we'll come here, right? And not asking enough questions, came to find out that they were trying to do all their legal services online or go the cheap route to do legal services and do all this stuff. And it was a great learning experience for me to know that, okay, if we've got somebody that comes in and they're just wanting to do one little thing, we've got to ask just as many questions as we do when we're doing full-on planning, right? Well, it ended up so bad that they backed out of the whole deal because it was overcomplicated in their head, when in reality, hiring the right professionals, it wouldn't have been overcomplicated, but it was because they made it that way, right? So it brought me to thinking, okay, how many times now are people trying to do these DIY projects, these do-it-yourself projects, right? And especially when it comes to your health and your wealth. And does it make sense to do them? When is it to the point that you shouldn't be doing them? And, you know, how much information do we have that all of a sudden we feel like experts, but really it's only to a place that we are now to the stage of what we call we don't know what we don't know. And it's what you don't know that's going to hurt you or bite you,
right?
And we're seeing this a lot. You know, I've got, you know, more and more people using online tax services, more and more people trying to use online legal services. And the question is it a plausible thing? Or is it not? And so that's kind of what we're going to talk about on the show today.
How many, I guarantee you, most of our listeners have had some type of symptom and they went and Googled it to try to figure out. And that's just crazy. And I'm guilty of it.
Right.
I've done it.
Absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely. We all have. Yeah. And, you know, it's funny you said that because I actually put that in my article about, you know, have you ever tried to Google when you have a cough or when you have a rash or something? And all of a sudden, about 10 minutes later, you're fearful you have a deadly disease and you're going to be dead in a week, right? And this is no kidding.
Call the funeral home.
Yes, yes. So last week, this is a true story from one of our team members at Kennedy Financial. Her husband's going in for a stress test and he can't have any caffeine and he drinks orange juice every morning. So he wanted to make sure that he didn't have any caffeine in orange juice. There's absolutely no trace of it in orange juice. So he Googled it. Well, not only did he find out that information, but he also found out that he could knock off his wife by mixing orange juice and toothpaste together.
Wow.
So you can find anything, right, on the internet. And that's just the case is, you know, you can find anything from just a small do-it-yourself project at your house to big ones to, you know, open heart surgery. And the question is when have you gotten into deep that you don't need to do it? Now, that's easy for me to realize when it's a home project, right? I all of a sudden say, I can't do that,
right.
You know? But how often are we trying to do that to save a buck when it comes to our health and our wealth? And is it the right thing to be doing?
And whenever I do that, whatever I'm trying to accomplish does not look like the picture on the internet that, you know, if I'm trying
that's
to do
exactly
it, you
right.
know, I mean... From a recipe to a home project, I think, man, mine just didn't turn out like that.
Didn't turn out that way. And, you know, it's funny because I was actually looking up some statistics and, you know, today we've got over 1 billion websites. that you can actually search. Well, 1996, a mere 21 years ago, right? There was only around 100,000.
Thanks to Al Gore.
Wow. Isn't that crazy, though?
Crazy.
That is just nuts how much instant availability of information we have today versus them, which is wonderful in a sense, right? But it can also be our demise at the same time, because if we're, you know, we're careful, websites can't give us wisdom. It can give us information, but it can't give us wisdom. You know, I had a quote the other couple shows ago that, you know, knowledge is knowing tomato is a fruit, but wisdom's not putting it in a fruit salad, right? And wisdom can only be accomplished through experiences, whether it's your experiences or whether you're wise enough to learn from other people's experiences.
Always correct? Better to learn from somebody else.
That's right. But, you know, that's something a billion websites cannot give you. At all. It's impossible for websites to give you wisdom, give you all the information in the world, but not wisdom. You know, and I'm going to pick on legal documents for a second here, because I was headed to Honduras a couple years ago and tried to get on last minute to get something done on a will. And I got on there and I got the summary back and I thought I'd click through here. And now here's somebody that I read, I don't know, 3 or 4 wills a week. Okay. Wow. So I went on there and I looked on, clicked on and whatever else and came back and realized I disinherited my husband. Okay, because of the way that it asks questions. Right. You're supposed to have this fillable information that you just ask questions, right?
Sorry, Brett.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Sorry, Brett, you know. But if I did that, think of how many other people have gotten on and done their legal documents, and they may not be at all what they think they are.
Right.
Especially if you didn't go back and read it and know how to read it. So, you know, it's a very big problem. It's a very big problem. All these do-it-yourselves are made out to be simple and clean and easy. They're not. They're absolutely not. And it doesn't matter if you're talking about your financial situation. It doesn't matter if you're talking about your legal situation, your taxes, or your health, right?
And there's no one-size-fits-all.
No.
I mean, each individual person is unique and different, and their needs are different.
That's
so you
exactly
can't
right.
just do a boilerplate.
That's right. And that, you know, and these websites, they're real good at marketing that we have so-and-so on staff, or, you know, if you need questions or whatnot. And, you know, that may be true, but, you know, let me just throw out a little tiny story before we go to this break is, you know, let's just imagine that you've used a TurboTax or QuickBooks for your taxes and you took a deduction that you didn't know that you couldn't take. And now you're getting audited, and guess what? You're the one talking to the IRS.
Yeah.
Because
TurboTax
isn't
going with you.
No, you do not have an accountant. You do not have a CPA, and you didn't know you could take that deduction or not take that deduction. So my guess is you're hiring a tax attorney to help you. And that cost you a heck of a lot more than would have just to hire an accountant or hire a CPA to do your taxes from the get-go.
Right.
Right? And we've seen it. We've seen this happen. So, you know, at what point is there too much information? Is there too much do-it-yourself? And where do you draw the line? When we come back, I'm going to share with you some different things that you may want to consider. And then at the end of the show, you don't want to miss it. We're actually going to have our market analyst on, and he's going to give us an update on the markets and talk to you a little bit about do-it-yourself when it comes to investing.
Wow. It's all coming up next right here on Life Planning 101. Welcome back. Life Planning 101 continues here on KETX, KWBY. Too much information, Angela.
Too much information. And don't miss, at the end of the segment, we're going to have a piece of trivia. And we're actually going to be giving away a free review of your legal documents. Now, like I said, we are not attorneys. We don't give legal advice, but we do look at a million of these things. So, you know, it's definitely worth being able to look and see if there's big holes or things you need to be aware of that maybe you didn't realize. And that kind of was a liaison from the last segment when we did talk about what these legal sites can do. And then we've also got a Twitter poll, and I want to know, at KFS Life Planning, do you rely too much on internet for information. Yes or no? You may want to wait till the end of the segment to tweet this, by the way. You know, and like we talked about, you know, your health can be a huge one, right? Right. And we all think we're going to die by the time we get through Googling because we have a cough that we're just certain is going to kill us. But, you know, what about your money? And, you know, I mentioned a story before we left the show, but I want to mention a few more. So recently we saw a lady, we had her come in and she's retired. And she had gotten into this home loan and she'd done it everything online. She actually did the first loan I had seen go through online and she brought it to us. Well, she thought she was fixed, set up, 30-year mortgage. She'd entered retirement. It was in her budget. Everything was really good. Well, it wasn't really good. She was actually set on an increasing interest rate. Oh, it was a guaranteed increasing interest rate up to 7.5%. Well, I want you to think about where today's rates are. 4. And at that time, they were in the 3s. But 7% interest on your mortgage in today's world. Now, here's the worst part of all this. She's retired. There's this little thing called Dodd-Frank that happened in 08. And even our Fed chairman, Bernanke, at that time, could not go and get a home loan after he retired. Yes.
Really?
Wow. It is very true. So for her to get refinanced is going to be a massive chore. So, you know, being careful of that small print, you know, Dad always has a saying, the big print giveth, the small print taketh away. All right. When you're dealing online, I don't know if there's like minute print or what, but you need to be reading that and knowing exactly what you're getting into. Or what about, you know, just being disinherited from your retirement income? We actually had a widow that this happened to, and her income dropped by 3/4 when her husband died. They hadn't planned on it, hadn't thought about it. He thought he had done everything right, trying to do it yourself, read and do what he thought he should do. And that happened. We almost had another incident of another lady that they checked the wrong box and he died. And luckily, we fought tooth and nail to be able to get things fixed. But had we not, she would have ended up with nothing. Mm. And I think there was about $500,000 there. This was years ago that this happened. But, you know, trying to do things on your own just oftentimes isn't worth it. Had another couple, was reading their legal documents and doing a review and asked them, said, did you mean to disinherit each other? And entirely.
Right.
Everything was going straight to the kids. And that was not the intention at all. But it's because, again,
it was the kids' intention.
Yeah, the kids may have had that intention. But again, it was because they tried to do it on their own. Or, you know, what about, I'm actually working on a case right now, a gentleman that he has very bad health. He had open heart surgery, and he's not in great health. He's uninsurable at this moment. He had went online, took out some insurance about 9 years ago, and we were thinking, oh, good. Well, there's insurance there. Maybe we'll be able to convert that to a permanent policy. Well, guess what? It's not convertible.
Wow.
We can't convert it. And, you know, what that means is that when that term runs out, when his period of time, which, by the way, is next year, when it runs out, he will not be able to keep carrying on that insurance for his family. So all his wife needs to be doing it every day is feeding him green juice and vitamins and, you know, making sure he lives because they're in trouble.
Right.
They're in serious trouble. But trying to do that on his own, he had no clue that he wasn't checking a conversion option. And I'll even give you some more insight into this industry where interest rates have been over the years have been affecting these life insurance policies like crazy. And there are very few that are convertible. And even if they are, they may only be for a limited time or to certain products. And you better know what you're looking at and better plan on how to plan for your future with that, because that is extremely important. Or what about just running out of money entirely? You know, trying to do it yourself. And that's what we're going to talk about when we come back. We've got our CFA, Aaron Kennedy, that's in-house, and he's going to give us a market update, which I know we're all excited to hear about, or maybe we're fearful to hear about. We don't know until he speaks. And then talking about those do-it-yourselfers that are investors. I want to hear his information, what he's got to say on that. But here's our trivia. For your free review of legal documents, email us. lifeplanning@kennedy-financial.com. In 1996, approximately how many websites were there? Were there 50,000, 100,000, or 300,000?
If you were listening earlier, you know the answer.
That's right.
All right. We'll be back with more Life Planning 101 right after this on KTX KWBY. Final segment of Life Planning 101 here on KETX KWBY. I have the hardest time with KWBY. Angela Robinson.
Yes.
And Aaron Kennedy.
That is right. That is right. We are so excited to have my brother, our expert in the office. I'm proud of, proud to call my brother, right? Excited to have him. Aaron, thank you so much for being on the show. This crazy market. Give us an update. What's going on? What do we need to expect? What do we need to be looking at?
This is a crazy market right now. And I think the main thing I want to talk about today is volatility. You know, ever since election, we've seen, well, up until a couple weeks ago, we've seen upwards volatility. That means that we're growing faster than the average. And we can attribute all that to Trump, you know, his promises and his view of U.S. growth, and the market really took off. But since then, you know, there hasn't been a lot that's been accomplished. So we can't really price future growth until things happen, you know, and there's a lot of great things that can happen. So I don't want to take any of that away. But getting our taxes fixed, getting all the regulation fixed, bringing in outside cash these companies are holding, those are all huge opportunities for U.S. growth. That can push their way into more hiring or factory building. The sky's the limit. So there is upwards volatility pressure there. But here recently, the market's been more of the downside volatility. And let me try to give you an idea of what's going on there. There's a lot of uncertainty going on with, number one, interest rates. Oil's putting a lot of downward pressure on the market right now. Inflation, global growth. And, you know, these are things that people are questioning, starting off with interest rates. You know, we're supposed to get 3 interest rate rises this year. That's what's already priced in. And that can change. You know, and we're talking about interest rates from a growth perspective. It does 2 basic things. Number one, it prices our risk, you know, because that's basically what a project's got to make it more profitable than treasuries. And it's a hurdle rate for corporate investment, you know, because if you borrow the money, your project better make more than that, or it's just not worth it, you know. So we're gonna see a repricing of risk going forward. Another thing is oil. A while back, OPEC decided to cut production to try to squeeze prices upward, and it worked. You know, we got back into the mid 50s. Well, we got back into the mid-50s, and U.S. production went through the roof. And I said, yay, we can drill again. Yeah. Who cares? OPEC lowers what they're doing. U.S. raises what they're doing. You know, that might tick some people off.
Right.
You know, why should OPEC and those nations take it in the shorts while the U.S. is being more profitable? You know, that's going to start raising some eyebrows. You know, so far this year, we're expecting to raise 1 million barrels of production a year. A million. And then next year, another 500,000 barrels. You know, OPEC is going to say, well, never mind. This ain't working for us. Let's go back to producing. Well, if that happens, you know, we can go ahead and kiss $55 barrel goodbye. And that's the fear. And oil's already down about 9% last week.
Wow.
You know, that's a big cut. So that's something definitely to look at. But, you know, on the flip side, you know, that could all be fixed if we can start to push global growth. You know, if the world starts growing, we're going to use more oil. You know, we have to move goods back and forth, and people are going to be driving more, and, you know, that can stabilize or push oil higher. You know, so that's good. And we're starting to see it. Europe, for the first time in, golly, it may be as long as my kids have been alive, they're out of deflation.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
You know, prices are not dropping. So, you know, we could start to see the beginning of a little bit of global growth.
Which is exciting.
That's exciting. That's another push for upwards volatility.
Right.
Yeah.
But there's a lot going on right now. So
so many factors.
So many factors. Yes.
So many factors. So we had a great show talking about the do-it-yourselfers, you know, on this show. And I know you get a lot of questions every week from investors on things that they think are hot or not, and you know, just often talking to investors in their own account and what they're seeing. So what do you kind of see as the biggest risks that they need to be watching out for?
Well, I think the main one is they let their recency bias just take over, and they look at what's happened in the market in the very near past and decide that that's what's going to go on forever. And, you know, it's just devastating. The market was down last 2 weeks, so I need to get out of the market. Well, let's not do that. They decided to do it anyway. And then after 2 weeks, the market spikes back to a new high. Well, look, the market's up. I need to get back in.
It's too late.
Too late. Hey, you've done lost all that.
And it's not just the market. You know, specific sectors, you know, we see that a lot. Oh, Apple just dumped 20%. Yeah, you just missed that 20% move, but they decide to ride it back down to average. You know, it's a very normal bias that people have. Everybody has it.
So our own emotions.
It's a fear. It's an emotion that everybody has that we have to keep in check to be successful. You know, there's that's one of the main ones that brings us down to that 2.5% average that the average investor makes.
Versus our market averages, which should be closer to 8 or 10. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, well, thank you, Aaron, so much for being on the show this morning, giving us an update. I know everybody looks forward to your monthly update with the market. My name is Angela Robinson with Kennedy Financial Services here in Eastland, Texas. Aaron Kennedy with Kennedy Financial Services.
Thank you for joining us for Life Planning 101, brought to you by Kennedy Financial Services of Eastland. Tune in every Monday morning at 8:30 on KATX and again on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock on KATX and KWBY for more Life Planning 101.
Advisory services offered through Smart Money Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Carlton & Associates, Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Kennedy Financial Services, Incorporated is an independent of Carlton & Associates, Incorporated and Smart Money Group, LLC.